He's joined us for the Friday Footy Preview, the Bombers, the Kangaroos champion. Hello, Boomer.
Yeah, definitely do not say that. I am not an Essendon player.
He wishes.
Never wanted to be. He wishes he was.
No one would ever wish that.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, boys. I know you've probably already covered it, but what a riveting game of football last night. One of the flag favourites at the start of the year managed to kick a massive 3 goals for the game. So I'm up and about this morning. It's fantastic.
I want to just flesh that out a bit with you. We had a bit of a conversation about it earlier this morning, Boomer, but I want to find out what you think about the Giants situation. Why can't they score? The past 12 games, they've had at halftime, they've had scores like this. 1-3, 1-4, 1-6. 2-5, 2-5, 2-6. That's 6 of their last 12 games. They've managed a score of 2 goals at halftime with what we all think is a super talented list. And the draft position would say you cannot dispute that. What's happened at the Giants in your eye?
In my eye, they're inside 50s. I call it the most important kick in the game. A lot of people argue with me and say, no, it can't be. The goal is the most important kick. But the inside 50 kick is the most important kick for me in football. And they haven't got... Look, I look at Josh Kelly, I look at Taranto. They've got some decent quality ball users, but at the minute, they're just there's no smooth ball movement at the back half. I think that they get all their run from the back half with Williams and Lockie Whitfield running off, but it's in that, and I know we argued about this a little bit a couple of weeks ago, that they don't actually get too much run from the half back, but it's the middle part of the ground. Their ball users need to win the ball forward of centre and kick the ball in. Now, they've got a good forward line. I think their three tools in Cameron, who's not in great form, but Himmelberg and Finlayson, can actually mark the ball and kick the ball. But you've got to get it into them in a good position. I just don't think they're doing it at the minute. And you know what? They're sitting on the ropes early. You mentioned those last 6 games of 1 goal, 2 goals and 3 goals was their maximum. They're sitting on their ropes early and they're waiting to see how the game unfolds rather than getting on the front foot. Teams have got to be more aggressive, and the Giants play their best football when they're more aggressive for me, and they're not doing that at the minute. They're waiting to be punched before they punch.
So why do you think that's happening? Because I think you're right. I think teams, it's not just the Giants that fall into this category. A lot of teams in the competition are seemingly playing that style of play. Is it the old take a game deep, big bash style, just get the limit, and then the last 3 overs go berserk and try and win? Is that what they're doing? Because of the shortened quarters?
Yeah, I think a lot of teams are doing that, sitting on the ropes, playing a little bit of rope-a-dope and saying, rightio, well, let's get to halftime, reassess. Where, you know what, if you're leading at quarter-time or half-time now, the stats say that you win the game. So I don't know why teams just don't come out the blocks. I'm sure they all tried it. It's easy to sit back here and say, get out there and kick the first 6 goals, you're going to win the game. Absolutely, that's easy. But you've got to be willing to have a real crunch at the start of the game. And it, for me, it just looks like football at the minute. Everybody's holding back.
It's a problem for the Giants, particularly by a lot of football teams at the moment. Let's talk about your club just for a second. Ben Cunnington ruled out for the season yesterday from the Kangaroos, put on ice, and they'll fix him up over the summer, hopefully, and get him ready for 2021. That's a big blow, Boomer, because without him, you are a very different football team.
Yes, we certainly are. And look, Ben is not underrated within the football club. I think I've said this before on this show that he's certainly not underrated within the four walls at Arden Street. But outside, people are giving him respect now. But he is a superstar of the competition. I put him up against anybody in the midfield and would pick him every day of the week in terms of in-close, bullish work. He's an absolute bull. I love watching him play. He's a great fella. And it is a big setback for not only the football club, but for Ben as well, to see now how he bounces back. Let's be completely honest, he hasn't got the best athlete's body I've ever seen, so it's going to be challenging times for him to come out and make sure that he's fit and ready to go next year, which I'm sure he will be. He's pretty professional, Ben, and you know he's got his farm back at home, so when he gets out of this environment, he can go back and build some fences and get strong again and hopefully have a big 2021.
Might not have the athlete's body, but absolutely loves football. He loves playing. He loves loves to compete. So he'll be back. He'll be back bigger and better than ever.
They'll need him too.
Well, Rammer, there's certain blokes
very different.
There's certain blokes in the competition that don't need the athlete's body. Ben's certainly one of them because he doesn't get out and run 16K like the elite midfielders. He does all his work in close and one of the best players in close that I've seen.
He's a footballer, Rammer. He knows how to play the game. You don't need to be an athlete to play the game necessarily. particularly the way that he plays it. So,
correct.
Yeah, you don't, that's something where you need to be wary of and conscious of all the way through. If you've got someone who can play the game, might not look like Usain Bolt, just get him. Get him, because they can play the game. It's just, it's a unique game in many respects. Let's have a look tonight, boys, at Friday Night Footy, because it's worth spending a bit of time on this game. The Cats and the Power, two of the best teams in football, do it very differently, but they're no doubt two of the most powerful teams in the game. Tonight at Metricon Stadium, there's a couple of changes for both teams. Lachie Fogarty and Sam Simpson come in for the Cats. Brad Close and Jack Stephen are both managed. And for the Power, Sam Mays and Stephen Motlop come in. Cam Sutcliffe and Jared Leonard have been omitted. Boomer, for you, we've seen the Cats. They're a team that not many people talk about. When you talk about premiership contenders, up until this point anyway, they haven't really been front of mind in the conversation. Two-part question, why do you think that is, and where do you see them at the moment, the Cats?
I'm not sure why people are not talking about the Cats. Maybe they drop one every 3 weeks and people just think, oh, they can't win it. I think the Cats are going well, and when they're firing, they are very well. Their biggest improvement is going to come from their small forwards. I know Myers has kicked 11 goals, but Ablett's out, Atkins is not playing, Dalhouse is still out, and I'll put Narkle in that position as well. So they can kick a lot more goals when those smalls are back. At the minute, they've got players who have just come into the team, and you certainly wouldn't expect them to kick two or three. But when your Ablett's are in, and your Atkins, who puts amazing pressure on, Dalhouse does a little bit of both, kick goals, and Narkle's a little, a little fly around the ground. He seems to be a little bit everywhere when he's playing. So I think their biggest improvement comes from their small forwards. And I think they're a big chance. You know what Dangerfield can do. Duncan's playing a big role in their team. So I don't know why people are not talking about Geelong and putting them in that top echelon. They are third on the ladder. They win tonight. They go one game behind, what we say the best team in the competition is in Port Adelaide, who are two games clear. So Geelong have got enormous upside for me. Hawkins has kicked 24 goals, I think, and leading the Coleman. I think they should be start talking about the Cats.
Why do you reckon, Rammer, that they don't get the love? Is it because they're seen as the team that sucks the life out of games, and it's not aggressive footy, and they just sort of get over the line at times with the last 10 or 15 minute burst every now and then? Why is it about the Cats that they don't get the love?
Because they've been up there for so long. They're such an ultra consistent team the way they go about. I think they don't get the love because, and I'm one of them, I think they could be the best attacking team in the competition. When they actually move the ball quickly and go direct, they score really easily. Really, really. Like, you look at the game last week. Hawkins dominates, Rowan dominates. They did it easy. The game looked really easy. It's when they make the game hard, you go, geez, what are you doing, guys? You're so much better than this when you actually move the ball and take risks, because they do have a great list. They've got great players, obviously, Selwood, Dangerfield, Hawkins, etc. But I think tonight is a real matchups game. It's both teams finding the edges there. Now, is there a perfect matchup for Charlie Dixon in Geelong's defence? Does Harry Taylor go to him, or does Blitzarves go to him? They've used Blitzarves a lot in the ruck over recent weeks. Is there a perfect matchup for Tom Hawkins in Port Adelaide's defence? Does Jonas go to him, or who actually goes to Hawkins? Then you look around the edges. Butters has been brilliant the last couple of weeks. Which of the Geelong defenders goes here? It's probably Mark O'Connor, who's done some really good shutdown roles over recent weeks. Do the midfields go head-to-head? Does Dangerfield and Boat go head-to-head? Does Selwood and Pal Pepper or the like go head-to-head? Who matches up on Robbie Gray? Robbie Gray was really, really, really dangerous against the Tigers. 20 possessions and 3 goals. So I think tonight, more than ever, matchups are really, really critical. And which team get them right early in this game will win.
Well, I think to answer your question half about the Cats is that I think a lot of it is down to having been disappointing in final series over the last 5 or 6 years, that I think that's counted against their image, their perception a little bit, that they haven't got it done then. And when you then sort of couple that with them sort of being a more defensive-minded team, and we bemoan the Giants not going fast, and I think Geelong, as Rammer alluded to, can fall into that category. But I think where Geelong's made the shift, and this is why I'm really keen on Geelong tonight, If you go all the way back to that game they beat, where they beat Brisbane, they were excellent defensively that night. They kept Brisbane to, you know, a very low score, 46 points, I think it was. And then moving back up from that game, they lost to Collingwood, but still kept them to 57 points. They kept Fremantle to 16 points in the wet. They kept West Coast to 42 points in the first half. And then in the last 2 weeks, North Melbourne kept them to 57, and they kept St Kilda to 34. So defensively, they're fine, but they weren't scoring. The last 2 weeks, they've gone 90 and 93, which I think is significant, particularly the 93 against St Kilda, and even to score 64 against West Coast, where they actually had control of that game for the first half, where they led by 16 points. So I reckon we're seeing them change. I reckon that we're seeing them score a little bit more, and to me, that better balance puts them in the premiership conversation because we know how good they are defensively.
Yep. They've got to separate the defence if they're going to win this tonight, the Power. They've got to isolate their defenders, keep Harry away from Tom Stewart, keep Mark away from Harry, keep Lockie away from Mark. You've got to take them away from each other so they can't support each other in the air. So Hack kicks, Yuck kicks into forward 50, Rammer, a disaster for the Power tonight, which is not something they're necessarily keen to do too often, the Power, which is why they're able to score, I reckon.
The Power forwards are talented enough to win those one-on-ones. I mentioned Gray, Butters, Dixon, Georgiades looks like he's going to be a real player moving into the future. Is Rosie back? I haven't looked at the teams yet.
Rosie's not back. No.
So that's disappointing, obviously, for the Power. But those four that I mentioned, if they get enough separation from... like Tom Stewart, he's a super player. He broke his collarbones, come back. Doesn't look like he's missed a beat. The Port Adelaide put someone defensive on him, which we've seen other teams try to do with Stewart.
He's a terrific player, Tom Stewart. He's really important
player. So for the three of you, who is it more about tonight? Is it about Port Adelaide? Because if they knock off another challenger, there's almost nothing left for them to prove. Or for Geelong, if they knock off Port Adelaide, who's on top of the ladder, we go, oh, gee, they're a serious contender. Or is it for both of them? It's just as much for both.
I think it's for both, I must admit. I don't think there's anyone that would be getting more out of this from a good performance tonight than the other, either team. I'm not sure what you think, Rammer and Boomer.
Probably Port for me, Boomer. I think momentum's a wonderful thing in football. Port didn't make the finals last year. They're riding a wave at the moment, so that momentum, if they can continue it, will go a long way to helping them in the finals. Geelong are going to be there. I think we know they're going to be there, but it's up to Geelong when they go into a final series with how they play, which will determine how far they go, Boomer.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rammer. I think Port, for me, after not making the finals last year, a little bit of talk about Kenny Hinckley and will he be around if they don't make the finals again. So for me, it's Port. Sitting on top of the ladder, there's an expectation. Not sure how well they can deal with that expectation. Haven't won a flag since they've been in the... Oh, sorry, they have won a flag. They haven't won a flag for a long time now with a decent list. So for me, look, I think Port Adelaide have got the best forward in the competition. I love watching Charlie Dixon play. I love the anger on his face. He goes for his marks. He's aggressive. And you know what? They've got the most goal scorers in the competition in terms of over five. So they've got nine players that have kicked five or more goals in the competition, and their spread through the midfield and their small forwards is really, really good.
Who's going to win? Boomer?
Port for me. I think Port are on a little roll, and I think they're going to continue.
Rammer?
How sad is that? We're talking about players with over five goals, and we're more than halfway into the season.
Halfway into the season, but it's check the stats. Yeah, it's amazing.
I know. Geelong tonight, please.
Geelong for you. Whitey, you're going Geelong?
Yep, I'm with Geelong.
I'm on the Power. Their midfield brigade will give them that territory they need, and they will win the game. It should be a good one, though. A couple of goals either way, you would think, for that one. Let's go through a couple of other games just quickly and have some tips for our Friday tipping segment. North Melbourne and Brisbane is at Metricon Stadium tomorrow afternoon. Boomer, we know who you're tipping. Any chance the Kangas, Rammer and Whitey?
No. Lions comfortably.
Emphatic.
No. Come on, boys. Jump on board. They'll give us something special. You know what they're capable of.
It's affecting
they
your tips,
checked
Boomer.
Out last week. They checked out last week.
It's affecting your tips, Boomer. You've got to start the change. Melbourne and Collingwood is a very interesting affair. Luke Jackson out with injury as well. Maxie's under the pump to get back in. A very interesting contest. Whitey, we'll start with you. You've come in early.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go with Melbourne. If Max Gawn plays, I'm much more confident, but even that's still tempered a little bit by going up against Grundy. You'd want to be 100% fit, but Grundy's not playing very well at the moment. I think Melbourne will get them in the midfield. I truly believe it. I think Collingwood's a bit broken at the moment, so I think this is a great opportunity. Melbourne's got Collingwood at the right time.
Brother?
I'm going to assume Grundy's out, so I'm going to take Collingwood. Grundy. I'm going to assume Gawn's out, so I'm going to take Collingwood.
Righto, that's enough. For Boomer?
Can I pick Collingwood, and if Gawn plays, have Melbourne?
No, you cannot.
Okay. Well, I'm just throwing it out there because you guys do some really strange things too, you know. I'm actually with Whitey. I'm liking what I'm seeing a little bit with Melbourne now, even though there is some inconsistency there. But I'm just not liking what I'm seeing with the Pies at the minute. So I am going to go with the Demons.
Demons finishing games off strong. They'll get them. They'll get them late. Well, the D's,
our
I'm
team
on the D's.
Half. Our team.
Boys,
is it real form? Is it real form or fake form for Melbourne?
I think it is real form, Rama, because they almost beat Brisbane. So they had the one bad one against Port Adelaide.
So they didn't win.
They lost by kick. against one of the best teams in the comp.
Take it offline. We've got tips to go through. Fremantle and Carlton at Optus Stadium, Whitey.
No, I'm a big believer in Freo. I'm going with Fremantle. Michael Walters is likely to come back this week. Yeah, I like the Dockers.
Rama?
Disappoints me. I thought he was going to go Carlton. I'll take Fremantle, please.
Boomer?
Yeah, I'm with the boys. Actually hoping a few of them pick Carlton as well, but I think Freo for me.
Nah, the Blues are going okay.
Their last six.
They've had some lapses, the Blues, but they'll win this. Don't worry about that. Sunday, it's the Bulldogs and the Crows. Anyone tipping the Crows?
Nope.
No, but it'll be a messy game.
Everyone's on the Dogs there. St Kilda and Essendon's interesting. 3:35, check your local guides. Rama? Are you tipping, Rama?
Do it.
Go on, do it.
The Saints.
Yes! You hate your club. You were stupid.
He went against it. I've never done that, Rama. That's crap.
I don't work for the club, though, Boomer. You do.
Oh, that's a good call. That's a good call.
Whitey, interesting your take here?
No, I don't think Essendon's good enough to beat St Kilda yet with those players that are out.
Yeah, that's a concern.
Boomer?
Yeah, Saints really disappointing last week. They got their pants pulled down by a good outfit in the Cats, but I think they'll bounce back.
Yeah, Bombers are no good. West Coast hosting Hawthorn at Optus Stadium on Sunday night. Anyone picking the Hawks against the Eagles?
This could be a massacre.
Not for me.
Nah.
Not for me. Eagles to win that one. And Monday night footy finishes round 12 with Richmond and the Suns. I imagine we're all leaning towards the Tigers.
Yep. Yes. I think Hawthorn could beat West Coast.
Where's it at?
Is it the Gabba? At the Gabba.
I'm going to go with the Gold Coast Suns, please.
Righto. Okay. You hate Richmond too. That's important information. We'll get that out there. All right. So there are our tips for round 12, the rest of round 12 in the AFL. We'll come back and get to the Friday face-off. Who won last week? Was it me again? Who was it?
No. Boomer.
Boomer won.
Oh, I think I won, didn't I? Again.
All right. That's Boomer, right. You're on the board. That's good news.
3 points too last week.
You've got the category for us. Let us know what it is after the break for the game tonight between Port and Geelong on the Friday face-off.
The Breakfast Club's face-off for Ribera's in Port Melbourne for simply sensational seafood dining. Tomorrow's menu is still swimming.
And we love the support from Ribera's at Swallows on the Friday face-off. If you haven't registered, straight to the website, rsn.net.au. Now, category, please, for tonight's game, Geelong and Port, Boomer.
We're going to go with disposals. It's a fairly good game, a lot of good plays in this game, so disposals it is.
All right, total disposals is what we're playing for. $100 voucher for Ribera is up for grabs. Is it Whitey goes first, is it, today?
Rama,
you're playing for Gary Bunn from Leopold, just by the way. Good luck to you, Gaz.
Okay, I'm going to take the informed Sam Menegola, please.
Oh, good selection. Choice. Good
Averaging
selection.
21.5.
Does he? That's good.
He does.
Righto. Sam Menegola for Gary. Whitey, you're next up for Craig Smith from Strathfield.
I'm going to take a real risk here. I'm going to go with Patrick Dangerfield.
Ooh. It's not really a risk.
I think he's playing forward again.
No, it is a risk because he's been playing forward, but I think he's been playing forward the last couple of weeks to play midfield tonight.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, me. Oh, I get to play for Robert McGee from Seaford. Bobby McGee. Magnificent.
Yeah, great place. Great place Monday night.
He should be only able to participate on a Monday night.
Monday night football.
Hospitality night.
What a night it was. Fantastic stuff. Robert, good luck to you. I think we might go with someone who's in really hot form at the moment, and we've talked about him a bit this week, Tom Rockliffe. We're going to take Tom on and get him involved in the Friday face-off, which means, Boomer, you're playing for Dean Williamson, from Maui. And Dino, you have got?
Well, I'm just tossing up between, you've got all, you know what, I'm going to go with the skipper from the Power. Oh, no, he's not the skipper anymore, is he?
No, he's out.
He's not the skipper anymore.
You can go to Tom Jonas if you like.
You can Tom Jonas.
You're going Tom Jonas.
I think Tom Jonas is a very good player, but he will not win tonight the most disposals. I'm going to go with Travis Boak tonight.
All right, that's a pretty good quartet. Menegola, Dangerfield, Rockliffe and Boak. Our players for our contestants tonight in the Friday face-off. Most disposals, keep a track of it at home while you're watching the footy and cheer home, obviously, the main one, Tom Rockliffe there. Or Bobby McGee from Seaford. Boomer, have a great weekend, mate. Nice to chat to you as always. Look forward to doing it all again next week.
Yes, and we've got football all the way through the week again, have we, this week?
Oh, I can't remember. I don't know.
Monday night, then we have a gap. We have a gap for 3 nights, and then we have 18 in 19 days again or something.
Fantastic.
Take a breath. Good to speak to you, boys, and see you next week.
All the best to Brent Harvey, the AFL Games record holder, with us on the Friday face-off. Rammer, we'll catch you Monday.
Yes, looking forward to it. Have a great weekend.
Let's cheer home Juniper Whitey. We'll catch you as well. Have a great weekend with the kids.
Thank you very much. We'll try.